Welcome to our first episode of the Four Loops Golf Podcast. Before we get down to business, I would like to give a quick shout out to a Medway Golf Club sponsor. Next time you're exercising or food shopping at Edgewater, why not drop into our club member Sam Tahan's Craven Crepes and grab a delicious crepe, coffee or smoothie. Well, now it's time to introduce our club manager, Brett Scubbin.
Welcome, Brett, to the Four Loops Golf Podcast. Before we get started, can you tell us a little bit about your golfing journey?
Okay, my golfing journey started at Melton Valley Golf Club when I was about 8 years old. My uncle took me out for my first game of golf. My dad wasn't a golfer at the time. Basically, was a junior golfer at Melton and Gisborne, and then got to about 20, 22 years old, wanted to play like for the state team and amateur golf. So I joined Southern and played pennant for Southern for a few years. So they were my three clubs growing up, but Melton's probably my home club.
Okay, nice.
And then, yeah, sort of just worked through amateur golf till I was about 25 and then did a traineeship at Sunshine Golf Club.
Oh, right. Was that at the old venue or at the new venue?
Yeah, the old course at Fitzgerald Road. So, my journey to become a trainee professional, I wanted to coach and work in the golf industry. So I did a three-year traineeship there, which was fun. And then headed over to Riversdale in Mount Waverley, a little private club out there you might have heard of. And I spent 5 years being the assistant pro, did a lot of coaching. Worked in the pro shop.
Was that David Graham's old stomping ground?
I think Peter Thompson as well. So it went there for about 5 years. And then Mount Sunshine Golf Club were relocating about 2006. And I was offered a job to come back over there as an assistant manager and help start up the new course at the new site. So I worked for Sunshine for 3 years, which is now called Mount Derrimut Country Club, I believe. Okay. And then 5 years at Ainsbury as a golf operations manager, then general manager for a little while, and then lucky enough to come to Medway.
Oh, we're very happy to have you, Brett. And Ainsbury would have been interesting, was it? Because was that a new golf course from scratch?
When I got to Ainsbury, it had been open, I believe, 3 or 4 years. So I wasn't there at the start. But it was fairly new. Yeah, it was built about 2005 to 2007, I believe it opened. And that's an interesting place. Yeah, that's like a resort-style, privately owned golf course, which is a different structure to what I was used to. But very much sort of top-end pay-for-play. It's ranked about 80 in Australia. And a good experience out there, yeah. And then lucky enough to become the GM after David Tapping moved to the PGA, he became the executive officer, the CEO of the Vic PGA. And the private owners asked me to look after the homestead, the hospitality and the golf course for a few years, which was good.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. And we're very happy to have you at Medway. And look, I guess a lot of the members would be wondering about, what's been happening around the club in their absence during this lockdown.
So this lockdown, we originally thought it was going to be for 7 days, going back to early August there. So we decided to do a little takeaway lunch and drinks out of the pro shop, which was a bit of fun at the start. And going well. So here we are 6 weeks later, still going. We're doing that 3 days a week. So that's good. It gets a little bit of the staff working who otherwise wouldn't be. And the members seem to enjoy, and the local residents who live within 5K seem to enjoy coming down and grabbing a bit of lunch and getting out of the house. On the golf course, Colin and the team are still working away pretty much as normal. They've done a little bit of work, obviously spraying the fairways. We're just moving out of winter into the spring, obviously, so the winter grass gets killed and the couch starts to flourish. And they've been doing a little bit of tree planting. We've done a couple of paths. We've added a few concrete paths. The 18th has a path, and so does the 15th now from the tee to the fairway. So been pretty busy, actually. Been good.
Oh, that's good. I remember when we came out of lockdown last time, the rough had gone berserk, in our absence. And is that coming along at the moment? Is that going to be thickening up?
Definitely thickening up with less traffic and obviously the weather. But like last time, hopefully we come out of lockdown later in the month or October. Obviously, we'll keep it nicely shaved down and cut for a return to golf. But it's certainly... One positive out of the negative of being shut down is the course gets a rest. Obviously, the tees get a full covering of grass. The couch starts to sort of sit up a little bit higher, and the rough just gets a little bit thicker. So we're hoping to have a really good definition of the fairways to the rough when we come back again.
But that's always nice.
We certainly don't want the rough to be too long, obviously, with the large fields, as you know, Biff. We need to get our members around in a reasonable time. So we want you to find your ball pretty quickly and keep moving. So, but the course, look, all the courses obviously are going to be in good shape when we come back to golf, whenever that may be.
Yeah, sounds like there'll be a few little surprises in store with some of the work that's been going around the place for when members come back.
Yeah, we're not gonna put photos of everything on the website. We just like it to be a little bit of a surprise, and hopefully the members really, really enjoy when they come back to golf and get a bit of a buzz out of a few subtle changes to the course.
Oh, that's good. What about the good old ADC? We've been talking about doing that around the club for a year or so, but obviously waiting for the right design and timing. Is that going to happen before Christmas, you suggest?
Yeah, we've tried to forward as much works as we can during the lockdown. So we're hoping and likely to do the 18th tee the last week in September. That's a subcontracted job, so they're going to be out on site. The tee is going to be lowered. The tree roots are going to be dug out. The handrails and the edging of the tee will be removed. It'll be a safer tee. And that'll get rebuilt the last week of September, I believe. So early October, grassed and completed, hopefully for the second week in October. That's a rough guideline at the moment. So whether or not we'll be playing golf then, we're not sure. But that's one little project we're just trying to get in the shutdown as well.
Yeah, there's only so many things you can control, I guess. And when we return, who knows? But that's good. Now look at that. You know, it's fantastic. What about some things like that members might be interested in? Are we going to try to do the club championships at all this year?
At the moment, we've still got them locked in for the same date that we've got in mid-November starting. So we're going to hold on to them and try and do the championships. And obviously, we're moving a few events back. The Pro-Am, we may not be able to do. We're not sure just yet, but we're going to try and play as many. Obviously, the major events we'll play as we can and still finish them off this year. Some events may not be able to be squeezed in, but we'll play as much as we can before Christmas and get our events in. So we're hoping, we're confident the club championships will go ahead as planned, but we need the course obviously open a few weeks prior to the first round just to give members a chance to at least get their game back together and get the championships in.
Okay, so I suppose when we do open, is there any clues yet from Golf Australia on how that might look? Will it be similar to the last opening, or what's your feeling there?
And it is only a feeling because obviously Golf Australia is still waiting probably for the state government, I guess, to let them know and when lockdown ends. But it looks like we tend to come back to whatever the regional return to golf is. At the moment, they're coming back to no competitions, groups of four. They've actually got a 10-person limit in their clubhouses and a 20-person limit outside. So it's a likelihood we'll return to that. Whether or not that's late September, October, or early November is still an unknown. I guess it depends on numbers and the state government's direction regarding competition sport. So it's a bit of a guess, Biff, at this stage. Your guess is as good as mine, but we're obviously hoping for September and October at the worst case scenario. With a bit of luck, we'll get everyone back like last year. I think we returned mid-October. So it has a similar feel to last year, doesn't it, at this stage?
For sure. Look, Brett, I just thought I do appreciate you sort of making the time to have a chat to us today and just to sort of fill the members in to what's been happening around the club in our absence. And we all look forward to, getting back and getting back on the course.
Thanks for having me on, Biff, and good luck with it. And hope you have me back as a guest in the future, mate. I'm happy to jump back on.
Oh, fantastic, Brett. No worries. Nice chatting. Take care.
Thanks.
I hope you enjoyed the first episode of the Four Loops Golf Podcast. What's up during lockdown? And our chat with Brett Scudden, Medway Golf Club Manager. Lastly, please hit the subscribe button so you don't miss future episodes. And if you have any suggestions or feedback, email me at fourloopsgolf, fourloopsgolf@gmail.com. Till next time.